That's it. You may hear some whimpering going on in the corners of the room. Excitement still with some buzzing as they leave. The gifts, the awards have been given out. The winners announced. Tech has been utilized. And the world, I think, is slightly better today than it was yesterday because of Over the Air 2016, the ninth and final year. And I'm stood with two minds who actually brought this event together, great minds, and very entertaining today as well. Thank you so much, Dan. Thank you so much, Margaret.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Exhausted. Yeah, as usual.
Which is usual. But this was a good last event to have because I felt really strongly that the core community that's been coming to this event, that makes this event what it is, we're here today. And all of the stuff that we love about this event, which is what we hope to create, was brought by the people who came.
Yeah, so creativity,
it was a good 2 days.
Whimsy, people sleeping in sleeping bags in the crypt of a church, soldering irons. All kinds of crazy stuff. So yes, it was really, really amazing.
And what I like is, thanks to the code of conduct, which keeps things nice and tidy and nice and friendly, there's a lot you will not see on the internet unless you come to events like this. You really miss out.
Oh, it's absolutely the case. One of the biggest parts is the collaboration that happens between people. The workshop program is people sharing their knowledge and taking a look under the hood of cool tools that they know well or they're using or exploring. And all of that knowledge share can only happen in person.
And I just was reminded one of the winning teams tonight, I can't remember her name, but she was going to leave because she wasn't sure
Sarah.
How to integrate Sarah.
So she came up to me, I think on Friday, and was just saying, like, I've got some ideas, I've got some thoughts, but I don't know who to collaborate with, you know. So luckily we were able to connect her with Paul Johnston, who was
done a lot of medical stuff.
Yeah, who had some ideas, and they could start collaborating together, and then they actually worked on something, developed it together, presented it on stage, and won a prize. And she was going to, you know, we were able to to make that connection because we know the people that are attending this event. We know them because a lot of them have come to previous events, or we know them because we know them from the community. Many of the speakers, for instance, on the program are people that I've worked with or that I know from other events, or I know from the standards organizations like W3C, where I'm very active. And we have a personal connection to a lot of the people that come along to these, and so we're able to help make those connections happen. Yeah,
Margaret, there was a great look of shock on the face of some of the winners because there were some pretty awesome gifts. Made that possible?
We have amazing corporate sponsors, and it's not the usual kind of big conference event where the corporations roll out their suits and their neckties and the very polished branding. There's corporations that have creative devs and innovators and inventors inside their buildings, and they are supporters of what happens in this particular community, and they want to be out here and encouraging and supporting that kind of creativity. And they really come out and show their appreciation and really give some pretty awesome things, and they also cover the cost of this event,
which is not cheap. Yeah.
No, we've always felt very strongly about removing every single barrier to be able to attend, including a cost barrier, that nobody without a conference budget would not be able to come. So it's always been free to attend, and that's only possible with the support of larger companies and a lot of medium to smaller size companies too, I should say.
Looking back over the past 9 years, anything stand out in your mind as do you remember when?
We've had some pretty stellar moments because we've had a very strong BBC connection in most of our years. Some of our earlier events, we've had Daleks, we've had Cybermen. Our definition of hardware hacking also means building stuff on the premises. One of my favorites was a hacked together version of the Enigma machine using little metal... little metal balls, ball bearings that ran through the machine on tubes and had the same mechanics as the original Enigma machine. That kind of creativity that's not necessarily technology, but is implying programming thinking, logic, engineering thinking to fun stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things that always stands out in my mind is in our first event in 2008, we had a presentation of a hack on stage that involved, it was the use of a Nokia N95 phone, and it was, they were using two phones to, and they were using the accelerometers in the phones to simulate a sword fight game. So they were using, yeah, it was a lightsaber battle, using the accelerometers in the phones, and that was something that nobody had ever done before. Nobody had ever seen that before. Certainly nobody in that room had ever seen that before.
The
iPhone was out, but nobody was using the accelerometer in that way as a gaming controller at that time. And so we saw that first. The attendees of that event saw that first at Over the Air. And then now it's kind of ubiquitous. They're driving games and all kinds of things, and Wii controllers and all that kind of stuff. But this was before any of that. And that kind of is the a lot of the ethos of the event, is that we have had things shown and demonstrated and built here. Another one that don't show up in the market, or that don't show up in kind of mainstream for years afterwards, another one that comes to mind is like a textable door lock that somebody built using an embed controller, which was in one of our early, it was the first event that we ran at Bletchley Park, and that was certainly before any of these other things came out that were, you know, that we now have Kickstarter and like lots of commercial products that do that thing.
But the smart house was a thing,
right,
exactly.
Before the smart house was a thing, we had people demonstrating those concepts at Over the Air.
So Bletchley Park was mentioned a lot today. A lot of people have very fond memories of the camping in the grounds. I can't remember what time of year it was. I was there. Until I saw a massive photograph with, I was like, that was the one. That was the one of me on a motorbike coming out of the screen earlier on today. I was like, there's photos I don't know exist of all these people I know really well who probably haven't seen them either.
No, it's amazing because that's a community pool of photos. That we've taken a lot of those photos ourselves, but they've been all added to you on Flickr. Everybody was there on the at the event. So you've also got some amusing things, like those who photograph ducks or Lego minifigures wherever they go. They're also in that stream.
We always have a very... I mean, our first three events were at Imperial College. We had a very strong relationship to some people at Imperial College who we were working with there. Our second three events we held at Bletchley Park, and we developed a really strong relationship with Bletchley. And obviously, Bletchley, both Imperial and Bletchley, kind of have a really history of being centers for innovation, that kind of thing. Obviously, Bletchley is, in many people's view, especially our attendees, is hallowed ground, as being in some measures the birthplace of the computer, the birthplace of modern programmable computer. So we got really, we had a lot of content at the event around encryption and security and that kind of thing, which mirrored our event there. I think, you know, I don't know, we also had Dr. Sue Black as a keynoter, who is one of the people who were instrumental in helping to, you know, save Bletchley Park. So we had, you know,
one of the clues that was such a strong home for us was that the final year that we held the event at Bletchley Park was after they had made the decision to not host events anymore. They felt that their focus had been fragmented. They want to focus much more on their heritage and the role they'd played in the war effort, and taking much more a cultural heritage museum kind of approach to what they did. And despite that entire year we were the only event that they made possible to happen, and they did their best to support us, even though there was no infrastructure in place for that anymore.
And speaking of museums, it's worth mentioning that there is also up there at Bletchley Park the National Museum of Computing, which always seems to get
very connected to what we're
doing. Geek Mecca.
Yeah,
Stephen Fry said that.
And they were a really big supporter of us, and we always organized tours of the National Museum of Computing when we were up there and that kind of thing. So it was really amazing.
Well, Bletchley Park must have taken a lot of inspiration from you, because now they're turning into a bit of a cryptographic school, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and I'm glad to see that coding is on that agenda as well. So it's not just cybersecurity and cryptography, it's also computer programming and computer skills.
So what would you say to people who are going to be pining next year for something like this? What comes close? What is similar? What are you guys going to be doing that you can't talk about yet, and let's launch it here?
Well, there's certainly smaller things. One of the things that we've noticed is there's much more focused, more intimate events where people are rallying around a specific theme. So there's either a particular area they want to explore applying technology to, or there's a one specific area of technology they want to do a deeper dive into. So I think the need that we met when we first founded this event to cover a broad spectrum of technology is being meld elsewhere in smaller pieces, and maybe that will that supports another kind of collaboration, which is also nice to see. So we'll certainly see more of that.
Yeah, I mean, now, I mean, what was not true when we first started this event and is true now is that there has been an explosion in the number of meetups that there are around specific technologies. I mean, I'm participating in things like London Web Standards, which runs a monthly meetup, as well as running things like Over the State of the Browser, yearly event. There's all kinds of specific meetups that just, I mean, I'm on this mailing list for meetups, and I get like 10 notifications a week of new technology meetups, like Drupal developers of Brixton or something like that, you know, and so there's a lot of that. And I think I end up actually, I'm very supportive of that notion of community-based meetups where you know the people and you know what you're going to see there is high quality and relevant content. I think, you know, there are other events that have taken up the same or similar kind of formats. There's electromagnetic wave and electromagnetic field, which are really excellent events.
Collaborative spirit absolutely exists elsewhere, and there's new areas to apply technology. My own shift in focus is heading more solidly into the world of science at the moment, and I'm very excited about the ways that technology and the web and mobile communications are opening up all sorts of possibilities for individuals to get involved in science. So I'm keep your eyes on this space for a resurgence in Science Hack Day London.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody, as you can probably hear, breaking down in the background, cables being coiled and pews being put back in place. What an amazing space. Let's thank the venue and give a run through some of the sponsors.
So this year, our keystone partner was Nexmo. Nexmo came out with all of their communication APIs and supported us big time, not only because they get Hack Days, but actually one of their members is a long-time attendee of Over the Air. In fact, he pointed out that this is probably going to be the first year he's not won something at the Hack Day. As a judge and a sponsor of the Hack Day, he wasn't able to participate the same way.
But to enable people to suddenly have remote control over anything on the stage by SMS was... it's pretty powerful, really. It was quite...
Including roboticized stormtrooper, yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think it was a clone trooper, but let's not get pedantic about this.
I got corrected, that's why I'm saying that. I'm like, all right, it's a trooper.
Who else?
We've had a long-standing supporters that, even though they've had budget cuts and reorganizations that left them sort of at loose hands to not do as much as they would have liked, were nonetheless out strong and supporting us every way they could. Twitter, Mozilla,
Google developers,
Samsung. There was some really fantastic support from the community. And smaller companies that are growing, offering new things like Crate.io. And there are some really great companies that get... this woolly creative end, this fuzzy end of innovation happening.
Yeah, and that's really the key issue. I mean, it's like, it's people who, or companies who support this type of event have the vision to understand that this isn't where the next, like, Instagram is going to come out of. This isn't that kind of idea, a factory. This is a place where creativity really rules, and we need to support that kind of creativity, even if it seems fringe or even if it seems, you know, whimsical at times. That's the kind of vibe that we
this
like.
This was not about launching businesses, but it's surprising how many times we've seen a product pop up on an app store somewhere that has had its genesis at Over the Air, but because it wasn't forced into a commercial route right off the bat, it could play around and find its purpose for
a
while.
Not chasing the money in that way really frees up the creativity to do something totally off the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
Exactly.
And speaking of off the wall, it has been crazy, it's been intimate, it's been fascinating. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Another great year. Sadly, the last, but all good things must come to an end, and why not quit while you're ahead and say, that was a great, but people will talk about this in many years to come. So
thank you.
Hopefully they'll take inspiration. Hopefully we'll see other events like this spring up. And as Margaret and I said on stage, we will be happy to help people do that. But I think we kind of felt like it's our turn to sit back and maybe attend other people's events.
Win some awards.
And maybe win some awards, exactly. Yes.
Our turn.
Thanks so much, guys. Where can people find you online personally?
I'm Mobile Maggie on Twitter.
And I am Torgo on Twitter for some reason.
Thanks so much. All right.